coming up next week in Jamestown is the first of four very important meetings. The I-29 MOU gets underway. They've been doing this for a number of years, and for a number of years, we've had J.W. Schroeder, NDSU Dairy and Forage Extension Specialist, on. But J.W., he went out to pasture, so to speak. Now he's got it back. He's slowing down a little bit, and they had to go all the way to Nebraska to find someone who is qualified to lead this thing, the I-29 MOU. And she is the University of Nebraska Extension Dairy Specialist, Kim Clark, who joins us now. Hello, Kim.
Hello. Isn't it sad JW's no longer with us? But
yeah.
I hear the pastures are greener on the other side, and he's enjoying every minute.
That's right. The kids, the grandkids, Mrs. Schroeder. Well, maybe she's not so happy that he's home all the time. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, he served the dairy industry, well, since he started milking many, many, many years ago.
Many years ago. We won't disclose how many years ago.
So true. All right. Well, Kim, first of all, tell us a little bit about Kim Clark. Are you just extension, or do you teach, or what else do you do there at University of Nebraska-Lincoln?
I am 100% extension, so I'm not working with any students at this time and not doing any research. And I work with all the dairy producers in Nebraska. We're about 180 dairy producers across the state. So most of my work is in the eastern part of Nebraska, since that's where most of our dairies are located. So you can find me in our capital city of Lincoln anytime. And I started my position about a year and a half ago. It was a big change where I came from. I was with biofuels prior to coming into dairy extension, but the support has been great, not only within Nebraska, but also within the I-29 region and including North Dakota as well.
So tell me, you must be looking forward to coming to Jamestown next week.
Yes, and actually we're coming to Jamestown the 16th, so about a week we'll be in Jamestown presenting the I-29 MOU University workshop.
Yeah, and then you kind of travel around, going to Watertown on the 17th and Pipestone on the 18th, down there where I started in radio in Orange, well, it was actually Sioux Center, but Orange City, Iowa, and on the 19th, and then the 20th, Norfolk, Nebraska. So you've got quite the, you're gonna be doing some travel in those 5 days.
We're coming under a few miles in those 5 days, definitely. We started doing this traveling workshop series, about 3 years ago. I think this is going to be our third, maybe our fourth year of doing this workshop traveling series. And prior, we would do a 1 or 2 day conference in a central location. And we know it's a little more difficult to get away from the farm, and so we found that it's easier for us to put the miles on and come to the producers and the farmers and do a traveling series, kind of like what you outlined for the week that we have.
So what is, I guess, on the front burner for dairy farmers, dairy producers? The big thing a few years ago was robotic milkers. Is that still the wish of every dairy farmer in the world?
I wouldn't say it's the wish of every dairy farmer. We do have a lot more dairy farmers that are looking at robots, and they're looking at robots for various reasons. It's definitely additional finances to put in the robots, but you know, looking from the labor standpoint, fewer employees are needed. A little easier to manage the robots as well. So essentially, when you put in the robots, you're shifting management. Instead of going from employee management, you're maybe looking more on the animal care and quality and the nutrition side. So you have to pay attention to those as well. It's just shifting your management style to employees versus more animal care.
Yeah, and you know, people who are in animal agriculture, whether it's the cow-calf guys or sheep producers or hog farmers, all they think they're just really, really good, and they animal care and husbandry, and but Is it true, really, that the cows do better when there ain't nobody around?
The nice thing about the robots is the cows can go in and get milked, you know, as they feel necessary. So some of them might be milked 3, 4, even 5 times a day. And generally, when they're going in to get milked more times a day, they're going to produce a larger quantity of milk. And so generally, anyone who does install robots does see typically a 10, 15, 20% increase in milk production. And that's more or less because the cows eat as they please, lay down and as their leisure, and go in and get milked whenever they feel like they want to be milked as well.
Well, I guess that's good that production goes up, because I understand these milkers cost more than a combine.
They are quite costly. I know they've gone down a little bit in pricing over the last few years, just because the technology's become better. We've learned more about the robots. There's more people that can service the equipment. So they're becoming more popular. More producers are putting them in, so the pricing has gone down a little bit. I'm not sure where the pricing is today, but I do know it is a pretty significant investment to put in a robot.
Right. And price of milk is up now, what, highest it's been in 2 years?
It is, yes. Milk prices have been increasing the last few months, which has been great. I don't think we've seen, as you mentioned, the prices this high in the last couple of years. And, you know, a year ago, if you look at where we were at today with milk prices and our input prices and feed costs, most of the producers were barely breaking even, if that. And so definitely a relief seeing those higher milk prices today.
Indeed. All right. Well, you know, whether a farmer is growing corn, soybeans, or wheat, they are basically food producers. But nowhere is that more true than in dairy, where they're making fluid milk, they're making cheese, yogurt, all just a ton of things is what comes from milk cows. So I assume you're focusing on that a little?
On our workshop, we're mostly focusing on the production side.
Okay.
So looking at the animals and the production and animal quality and care for that.
Okay, all righty. And I see succession planning is all part of the workshop also, because, you know, these robotic milkers have given a lot of families more freedom than they've ever had. But somebody else has got to take over the place eventually, right?
That's our goal. Yes, that is definitely our goal, that someone takes over. And yeah, so robots have definitely made it easier for families, made it a lot easier for the next generation to consider dairying, since there is that change in management and the ease from the robots. And so we're definitely going to cover succession planning. It's always good to have that plan in place. Just starting those discussions is actually probably the hardest part. The whole succession planning process is starting those conversations. And it's never an easy conversation to have, but, you know, who takes over the farm and when does that happen? And what are the finances involved? And what does the plan look like in general? And so it's always great to start those conversations, and we're going to give you those tools at this workshop on how you start those conversations and then what you need to consider and think about when you are succession planning, and how far in advance do you need to start that plan as well.
Yeah, all right. Well, in North Dakota, we're well under 100 dairy farmers, but they're working on getting more. South Dakota is kind of leading the charge at attracting more dairy farms to the state. And you said there are 100 and how many in Nebraska?
We're about 180 dairy farms in Nebraska.
All righty. Well, they need you. So thank you for doing what you're doing. Kim Clark, who is University of Nebraska Lincoln Extension. Is it too late to get pre-registered if anybody wants to attend the I-29 MOU?
You can visit us right in Jamestown on January 16th for the workshop. And to register for the workshop, you can go to igrow.org/livestock/dairy, mm-hmm. and click on the event page there, and it'll take you to the registration The day starts with our welcome at 10 a.m. and then concludes around 4 p.m. for the day. So one day workshop, lots of topics covered, anywhere from robotic dairies to new technology and activity monitors, understanding food marketing, communicating with your employees, and then wrapping it up with the succession planning.
All right. And pretty much the same schedule for the 17th in Watertown, the 18th in Pipestone, 19th down in Orange City, and January 20th out in Norfolk, Nebraska. So I-29 moo you. All these states, Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, hug I-29. And again, that's kind of where the dairy industry is. So Kim Clark, thanks for joining. Thanks for being on the radio today. And thanks for putting this program together.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you in Jamestown on the 16th.
All right. Sounds great.
Yep. Bye now.